Industry. I'm joined now by Mick Buchan, who is the State Secretary of the CFMEU. Good afternoon, Mick.
Good afternoon, mate, and well said. Yeah, it is a sad day for the construction industry. It's a Black Wednesday for our industry here in Perth today. Deepest condolences also to the families and friends and work colleagues of the deceased. It comes to a shock to us when you have multiple fatalities on construction projects. As everyone would know, construction sites are very dangerous sites to work on.
Indeed, because these construction wall panels, they're very, very heavy items, and things can go wrong. I mean, even with the best safety procedures in place, everyone following what they should be doing, things still can go awry.
Yeah, and, you know, our organisers are out there on a daily basis, going over the same things day in and day out, promoting safety in the workplace, making sure that traffic control's in place, making sure that the right procedures and JSAs and work method statements are followed. We come under a lot of criticism for that a lot of the time, but there's reasons why we go out and do our job, and we'll continue to do that job because, as today's shown, it just has to be done. The cuts that we've seen in WorkSafe over the current years, where they just haven't got the money within their budget to be out there with the amount of construction sites that we do have in WA, something's got to change. We've got to see some improvements.
Well, as I say, there'll be time for that later, isn't it? What process does the union go through in these moments in terms of dealing with the loved ones and the family of people who lose their lives?
Well, what process? And that's, you know, we've got grief counsellors now. We've got half a dozen grief counsellors that we work in conjunction with for when incidents like this do happen. With a lot of seasonal workers within our industry coming in from overseas, picking up casual work on construction sites. We have contacts internationally with different organisations and unions in all over the world when tragedy strikes, when workers are seriously injured on these jobs, and we bring all of those parties together and we work as one unit to get the families and the friends and the work colleagues, all together and grieving and dealing with it the best way they can.
Yeah. Well, let me extend my thanks to you on behalf of the community because your members help build this city, help the productivity, the economic growth of this city, and we certainly don't ever underestimate their contribution. It's been reported on watoday.com.au that there had been a safety inspection the day before. I guess it highlights the idea that safety is an ongoing, comprehensive process. Yesterday doesn't give any guarantees to today or tomorrow.
Unlike a lot of workplaces, a lot of workplaces in Australia, and WA is no different, the construction site changes three or four times a day. You turn up for work one day, you'll be working on level two, then you'll be working on level three, then you'll be working on four, and so on and so forth. And the configuration of those floors change on a daily basis as well. And safety has to be the first priority. And once again, we take it seriously, and we're out there every day, particularly in a cutthroat market at the moment where margins are very tight for builders, so look for alternative construction methods. Sometimes those methods aren't as safe as other methods, and they put in additional controls that don't entirely eliminate the risk, they just reduce the risk.
There's always risk.
The
city has to keep moving while the construction goes on. That site there in Bennett Street is a very busy thoroughfare. You can't block the traffic off perpetually, so that's another complicating factor in making sure you've got a safe workplace. It's very difficult to really guarantee it.
Yeah, sure. Whether it's Bennett Street, whether it's Hay Street, no matter which street in the city block, whether it's a suburban street. You know, there's plenty of construction sites that are adjacent to schools, for example.
Yes.
And, you know, we just can't leave anything to chance these days, and that's why we need to have the correct authorities, and there needs to be cooperation with all parties, with the unions, with the government, with the builders, all working together to ensure that we have the safest sites possible.
Indeed. Well, thank you for your time, Mick, and sorry for your loss in the union, and to your, you know, and to the loved ones of those who have been lost.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, it's Mick Buchan, CFMEU State Secretary, and I think